I love sports talk radio. Callis is in the producer booth next door, cutting up audio of when Doran was explaining to Mark Cabali what it's like to be a giraffe furry at Anthrocon. Meanwhile, in this studio, Doran and I both agree that we like the Steelers offseason. Here's where we disagree. He gives the offseason an A. I give it a B. And now we're going to argue about it.
Yes.
Sports talk radio is dumb, man. And I love it. You can't take it too seriously. But this is what friends do when they're sitting there having a couple of pops grilling meat on the 4th of July. I mean, how many of us, and I'm talking about people in the listening audience, are going to be discussing this very thing this weekend and arguing about like minute differences in opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, I like that whenever I have a debate or an argument and I have a true stance, and usually we're not putting on where this is how we actually feel. This
right.
is just, that's a type of show that we do here. We're being honest. I like to be swayed. You know, if I have a stance, like I want to hear facts. I want somebody to persuade me to think differently. That's why like I'm like, yeah, I give it an A. Tell me why that I shouldn't give it an A. Tell me why that you think that it's a B. And maybe I'm open to like going either way. I'm open to be like, okay, like, yeah, that makes sense. Maybe I'm giving them too much credit.
I like every personnel move that they made. I like them all. But the most important thing that needed to change this offseason and has needed to change for multiple offseasons for me is moving on from Mike Tomlin, and they didn't do that.
So, you think that's the most important thing for the Steelers organization to do right now?
Well, that and finding a quarterback are 1A, 1B, right? And I think we agree on this point. Apart from like a Stafford thing, like the guy wasn't available this offseason. You would have had to take Shedeur Sanders, who I look more wrong about every day.
Everybody, a lot of people do.
A lot of people do. Mel Kiper, though, takes all the heat off of me. But they weren't going to find a franchise quarterback this year unless you trade up and get Cam Ward, which was an impossibility.
Right.
I don't believe Jackson Dart to be that guy. Next year is supposed to be that group, so I can't knock them for just grabbing another stopgap. And I happen to think Aaron Rodgers is going to be pretty good for them this year. So I like that. But the Bears called him about making a trade for Tomlin, and they pretty much laughed him off. I think I would have made that move and brought in Ben Jansen. I don't know why I emphasized Jansen that way.
Hmm.
I don't know why I did it again.
I mean, an unproven Ben Johnson? Like, I think he's going to be good, don't get me wrong, but I think stability is very important, clearly, with coaching in the NFL, and it gets overlooked a lot. And not saying that Mike Tomlin runs a perfect business down there and runs a perfect operation. There's a lot of holes, but
sure,
there is in every operation. There is in every business. But stability-wise, that's why Aaron Rodgers came here. Because he knew, I mean, think about what Aaron Rodgers talked to the media about the city, about playing for a franchise that is a staple in the NFL and in all sports. Like, I mean, that is very attractive to a player of Aaron Rodgers' caliber, and a lot of players, is the stability aspect. Whether you think that the Steelers are stable or not, they are stable compared to a lot of organizations. They're more stable compared to the Bears.
Yeah, I would still take the risk. At some point, you pull the cord, because all he's proven the last 8 years is he knows how to lose playoff games.
That is true.
Now, again, I mean, they're above the mean,
right,
and they are in it every year.
But Philadelphia did it.
Exactly, twice. And another example I always bring up is Georgia football. Mark Richt is a hell of a coach.
Yep.
And he won a bunch of games there, but eventually he couldn't win the big one. And then he goes to Miami and actually got them, quote unquote, back for that year. And they beat Notre Dame. That's a good coach. They moved on from stability and wound up with a guy who's right there at the top of college football right now. Now, it could also fail.
Right.
You could turn around and get rid of Bill Belichick, and the next guy you hire, you fire after a season, and you bring in Mike Vrabel, and I think that'll probably work with Vrabel because I think he is a good coach. You know, Tennessee actually is a perfect analogy here, or could be a perfect analogy here, because they moved on from Vrabel, who was their stability, and they've been bad since. So you don't know, I don't know what it would look like if and when Tomlin is gone. I don't. I'm willing to take the risk, though, because I'm tired of losing playoff games by 3 touchdowns. I understand what you're saying, though. 412-928-9370. Somebody also tweeted in and said, Crowley's right. I don't know. That's the point of this. I don't know what they're going to actually look like this year. I said I think they're going to win 12 games. I said I think they're going to win a playoff game. I don't know that to be true. And Starkey just texted me, and he was poo-pooing Aaron Rodgers, and I said, I just think Rodgers is better than you do, and he said, you might be right. That's kind of refreshing. He might be right. You might be right.
Don't know.
We don't know. We make predictions, and it's fun.